Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we finished verses 17 through 19. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you have your Bible today ready to go as we continue our study in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, and we will finish out the chapter. And so over the next few days, be listening. I have titled this portion, Professors But Not Possessors. Now, if you would like to have a copy of this message in its entirety, either on CD or cassette tape, then you may write us at the address our announcer will be giving at the conclusion of the broadcast, and let us know whether you want a CD or cassette. Write down the passage, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, and send a gift of $5. And that will help us to be able to mail that back to you. And if you do that, we'd appreciate it very much. You can also re-listen to the message on our internet. Now, unfortunately, at this time, we're unable to make our messages downloadable. But we're working on that so that in the future, you might even be able just to download the message onto a CD on your own computer. Pray for us as we seek to make that available to you. As you know, the Lamp and Light broadcast is a ministry of the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. We finance it in its totality. Anytime someone sends funds to us, it goes back into the radio ministry. None of those involved in our radio ministry takes a salary for this. We consider it 100% a ministry of God to the world through Central Baptist Church, and especially our Lamp and Light broadcast seeks to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, speaking the truth in love. As you know, we use the Old King James Bible. We stick to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture, and we speak the truth in love, and we want to continue to do so. I ask that you don't send me your tithe. Your tithe belongs into your local church. So what tithes and offerings you go to your local church, you continue to do so. If God lays us on your heart, then yes, we'll receive an offering, and it will go to the radio ministry. I'm telling you that because we're not soliciting funds on Lamp and Light broadcast. Instead, we are soliciting letters. We want to hear from you. We want to hear if the broadcast is a blessing to you. We want to hear from you to find out what are your Bible questions. And you can either write us at our physical address or you can email us. And we will get back to you as soon as possible. So, my friend, we do want to hear from you. Your letters are very important to us. I recently received a letter from a prisoner in an area where we had been on the radio, and then we went off that station simply because we invested in a new area, and the old area, we had not really had much in the way of correspondence. Well, the prisoner wrote and said he had gotten saved listening to our radio broadcast, and we sent him on some helpful materials, and he was getting out of prison, and he wanted me to send him things that would help him to grow in his new Christian life. Well, I praise the Lord for that, but you know, if I'd been hearing from that community, it would have helped. As a matter of fact, I went back to speak about a year after I was off the RadioNet community, and I had many people come to me that said how much they missed our radio broadcast, but not one of them had written us. So, my friend, we want to hear from you. Your letters are important to us. I read every letter, even though this is a worldwide ministry. I read every letter. It's important to me. And I want to hear from you, my friend. Now, if you'll get your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, we read there, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." Now, this text actually goes back and quotes an Old Testament passage in Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 11. There it says, "As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly." Well, that's one of those verses that you memorize and repeat before mealtime if you're on a diet. Those are very graphic verses in describing the hypocrite. This is how God views the hypocrite. And these verses also help us understand why some people do certain things. Now, as we go to our text in verse 20, we read it without forgetting the context in which it appears. Now, let me reread verse 20 of 2 Peter chapter 2 once again. "For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein, and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning." Now, keep it in mind that this chapter is speaking of false teachers. In other words, they are professors only, but they certainly aren't possessors of Christ. And verse 19 stated, "While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption." And oh my goodness, isn't that true today? We have men preaching liberty, 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 but that liberty seems to always apply to the flesh instead of liberty of the spirit from those things that control the flesh. These are people who have washed off the outside, that is, they've reformed, but the new nature is not inside. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world," well, you can take a sow and wash the sow up. But my friend, no amount of water will change the nature of the sow. The world, in this verse, is referring to the evil world system. Now, it may be education that prided itself in achievement instead of humbling itself to God. We are reminded of people today and those that call themselves theologians who have said that we are using scientific methods to reinterpret the Bible and retranslate the Bible. And as a result, the manuscripts of the Masoretic and Textus Receptus that were the mainstay of the Bible for hundreds and hundreds of years is suddenly not good any longer. And then other manuscripts which have added books to the Bible and taken other books away from the Bible are suddenly the better ones. And they say it's because they have figured it out scientifically. And the Bible calls that falsely called science. And it looks at its achievement instead of humbling itself to God. Now, my friend, God's word does not need to be changed so the 21st century man can understand it. 21st century man needs to be changed so that he can understand the word of God. You see, we are not reconciling God to man. We are reconciling man to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. So, it may be education that prides itself in achievement instead of humbling itself to God. It may be pleasures, you know, Joe Sixpack, the nightclub and dance scene, or just the guy that has to make his church services, his religion, rock and roll. It may be a mind that is polluted with the darkness of this world instead of a renewed mind that proves what is good, acceptable, and holy unto God. Now, notice it says they escaped. Escaped what? Well, he says there, pollutions. That is defined as that which defiles. In the Greek, the word has a technical religious sense, with the idea of profaning that which was set aside for Christ. And it might be an Old Testament lamb of the first year that was without any blemish, and somehow it is scarred and marked and is no longer what we'd call unpolluted and presentable for sacrifice. Our bodies are sacred to God. When we give room to worldliness, licentiousness, looseness, or laxness, that is pollution. You see, we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We are to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirit, which are God's. Now, we are told that they escaped through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word knowledge here is defined as an intimate knowledge. It expresses thorough participation in the object of the knowledge by the subject. Now, particularly in this passage, it is referring to the knowledge which very powerfully influences the form of religious life. Now, my friend, grasp what is being said here. These have, by the influence of the Word of God, cleaned up their lives, and they are relatively pure. But as they go on in false doctrine, for example, we just mentioned that about verse 19, says promising them liberty and they corrupt the doctrine of grace. And they find that this grace begins to give them license to sin. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.com. .org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.